Tuesday afternoon. Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Much wind damage over in Appleton last night?
Well, there's a few trees and branches down, yeah, that's all I've seen so far. I'm not like a super morning person, Paul, so...
Yeah, I looked out my front window, and the neighbor's big tree was down in our neighborhood this morning, so...
Well, I know we had a tree, a neighbor's tree was down, too, and then we had a bunch of branches and things and stuff, but that's all I noticed, and then things on my way to work. You're revealing all my secrets, Paul.
There we go. All right, well, that's what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, this week we have sidewalk chalk art, and that is tomorrow, the 22nd of June at 3:30 p.m. And so that's our summer reading activity for the week, is the kids are invited to come on down and do all sorts of sidewalk chalk art outside. We're hoping the weather is cooperative and everything like that. Otherwise, I'm sure we'll have some alternative. So we hope to see all our summer readers come on down and participate in our sidewalk chalk art. And then on Monday, the 27th, we've got our book club that meets at 5 o'clock. We're reading Blood on the Bridal Wreath. It is a Filthy, Dirty Garden Gloves series by M.E. Fuller. And so we'll be discussing that book on Monday, the 27th. And then on the 29th, for our activity, because every Wednesday, pretty much at 3:30 p.m., we have some activity, a take and make, something for kids. And so we are going to have our Lego Club on the 29th. So invite them all to come on down and be creative with Legos on June 29th at 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
So that's what we've got going on the next couple of weeks. But if you're looking for a cool place to escape the heat... We have wonderful air conditioning here.
That's good.
Yeah, so keep that in mind.
Talk about the sidewalk art a little bit, Cindy. Does each kid get to draw something, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll have lots of chalk, lots of space, all sorts of opportunities for them. We've got all sorts of different things that we'll do, and she'll probably have some challenges for them as well. You know, she'll say, you know, try and do this, and... Anyway, so it should be pretty fun, and everything.
And that's tomorrow night?
And that is tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 p.m.
All right, tomorrow afternoon, good. And that's a sidewalk right by the library there, the Civic Center? Or?
I think that's what the plan is.
Okay.
Is right here on the Civic Center. Either because we've got quite a bit of sidewalk around us, actually, because we've also got that little park where there's a tank,
right?
Where there's a big sidewalk. In fact, right now we have our story walk on display. So, believe it or not, it has survived a couple of storms.
Oh yeah,
I'm surprised at how good that stuff holds up. But it really has, knock on wood,
awesome,
that it continues. But yeah, we've got our story walk in that side park. So lots of chalking opportunities, I guess we can say.
All right. I'll have to stop by later and look at that then.
Yeah, stop on down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Okay. We've got a few new things to talk about. New things in fiction is Tom Clancy's Zero Hour. Is being written now by Don Bentley. It's Jack Ryan Jr. appears to be the only person who can stop a second Korean War. Counterfeit by Kirsten Chen. As Ava Wong's perfect life unravels, her old college roommate from China wants to enlist her help with a counterfeit scheme. The Omega Factory by Steve Barry is the investigator Nick Lee winds up on the trail of a panel from the Ghent altarpiece, which was stolen in 1934. Night Crawling by Layla Motley is a young, struggling black woman is identified as a key witness in a scandal within the Oakland Police Department. Again, this is fiction, not true. And then nonfiction is James Patterson by James Patterson. It's the author's life from growing up in a small town, New York, to working in the advertising industry to becoming a successful storyteller. Also, Battling the Big Lie by Dan Pfeiffer is the co-host of Pod Save America and former White House Director of Communications, gives his take on the right-wing media. Scars and Stripes by Tim Kennedy and Nick Polamascano. The Green Beret and former mixed martial arts fighter describes how his failure shaped who he is today. The Pulpit War by David Kurtzer is a depiction of Pope's 12's actions during World War II and why he bent to the wills of Hitler and Mussolini. Interesting. And The Facemaker by Lindsay Fitzharris. This sounds kind of interesting. Now, again, these are true story or from this author's opinion. But this one is The Facemaker by Lindsay Fitzharris and how the modern era of plastic surgery was ushered in by the work of a surgeon repairing the faces of World War I soldiers. Kind of interesting,
yeah,
isn't it?
For
how
sure.
Something, you know,
yep,
just evolves, we should say.
Okay.
But if you have a favorite author or you're looking for a book recommendation, we've got a whole bunch of staff of readers here. We'd love to make a recommendation for you. So stop on down and let us help you find your next read.
Okay, and where is that stop on down at? Located at?
Well, currently we're located in the Appleton Civic Center here, and you can call us on the phone at 320-289-1681. You can, of course, stop on down and visit us because we're open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can visit us online at our website or Facebook. You can like our Facebook page. And, of course, you can always download digital content. Is available 24/7, so you can read a book or listen to a book anytime you want to. Plus, magazines are available that way, too. So,
right,
lots of options for us.
That's right. At the Appleton Public Library. Great,
yeah,
place. And, yeah, well, thanks a lot, Cindy, for filling us in. And we'll talk to you next time, then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.